So, Dominic, you're playing at Leicester Jazz Hand, and I'd love to know a little bit more about what you're doing.
Right, well, we're looking forward to coming to play at Leicester Jazz House, and always enjoy being with this group of guys. At the moment, going on is back to sort of jazz life, I think is what it is. Things are starting to kind of return. Like for instance, I was out last night doing a gig in Southend at a new venue. There's a feeling like things are getting back to where they were.
Okay, that sounds great. You're back on tour, you're back doing gigs. Now, who's the band? Who's coming to play with you in Leicester?
Right, well, we've got Dorian Ford on keys, a brilliant piano player who's has got a great knowledge of Bill Evans music and Keith Jarrett. In fact, he's incredibly knowledgeable about jazz, like in a historical sense as well, if you ever talk to him. But we met on a little gig way back as a duo, and we were playing a piece, Bill Evans piece, and we sort of hit it off, Loose Blues, I don't know if you know that. And we got Alex Keane on bass, who I used to do a lot of gigs with at a hotel when we had a residency. And he's a great solid bass player. His brother Gabriel's a great keyboard player as well. So I have worked with both of them. And then Steve Rushton on drums. And I met Steve. I love his energy. He's great, great player. And we met up at Ronnie's when he was playing in Ray Gelato's band. We were backing George Melly. They're guys I've had a long association with.
What are you listening to at the moment? So, of course, you're a jazz guitarist.
It's a pretty wide spectrum. I listen to classical music as well as jazz. I don't just listen to guitarists, but I mean, as far as in the jazz world, I listen to people like Clifford Brown, and I've been listening to like Duke Ellington. I always love, and Charlie Parker. I always go back to those guys, but I love listening to Pat Metheny, and I've been listening to Madeline Dring lately, composer, sort of pianist, which I didn't know much about, but been listening to her a bit. Sort of modern guys, people I like. Oz Noy is a guitarist. He's fantastic. I think people might like him. We play Chocolate Soufflé. Somebody, a student of mine, introduced me to James Francis, keyboard player from the States. Fantastic. Just amazing. I like this drummer, Youssef Days. I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly. But it's quite a spectrum of stuff I like to listen to.
Tell me about the workshop.
Yeah, the workshop I do some tutoring at. The jazz school run by Nick Weldon and Andrew Sparks in Rushton. It's a weekend class. It's a great space. They run it in the shoe factory. And that's where they live. So it's got a huge space, and you can get different bands on different floors of the building playing. They've got all absolute beginners up to very high standard, and they get great tutors in. You get Nicky Isles in and Dave O'Higgins, and Nick's doing it, and all sorts. And he does all sorts of different, like he just does one day events and weekend events, and he does long-term tuition. So there's a whole range of things going on there.
So tell me a secret, Dominic, that you haven't told anybody else.
Oh, right. Well, at the moment, I'm writing a lullaby.
Wow. Okay. And have you ever written a lullaby before?
Actually, I have written one once before. Yes. But it is still quite a new thing for me. Now, the last time I wrote one was about 10 years ago. So at the moment, I'm trying to get the inspiration for the thinking of when my children were small. And
So what are the key features of a lullaby? If you're writing a lullaby, did it have to be sort of repetitive and in a kind of major key? And what are the features? I'm just curious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, both of those, I think, I've included that, the repetition. Yeah. I wanted it to be simple so that you imagine that actually, if you had a baby in your arms, it would be something that works like the famous Brahms lullaby. You can sing it, but it's a very simple melody that will work. And I wrote it in three as well. Mine is in 3/4, and just thinking of the tempo, and almost like singing like a whisper is the way I think I'm going to do it. So that's my secret project.
Have you got a name for the lullaby, or does that come at the end?
It's well, I've called it "Sweet Dreams" as a working title at the moment.
Dominic, is there anything else that you want to say?
Well, I mean, I've got to say, like, thank you to you and Leicester Jazz House for booking us, because it's all of these venues that are holding the whole jazz infrastructure together. People, if we don't have a Royal Opera House, we don't have a whatever South Bank Centre with whatever concert halls. So it's venues around the country and people that do it for the love, really. So there's a, I mean, I play at a number. I'm sort of a guest at different venues. There's a place called Googly's I'm going to be playing at with a house band, and I play at another place called Jenny's Jazz Nights. That's in East Grinstead. I'm playing at All Saints Church in Tooting as a homeless thing, a fundraiser. All of these things, all these gigs are like people that have set up gigs because they love the music, and it's fantastic, you know. And I don't know if you've seen this sort of being correspondence about some clubs that have gone, you know, and Nigel Price, who's done great work talking about trying to get the MPs and, you know, Arts Council funding and just raising awareness of it. And those type of people, it's great, you know. And Digby Fairweather does that. I was at the Jazz Centre in Southend yesterday as well. So there's people that are doing great work, and like yourself and Peter and Houtman at the Leicester. So it's great that all of this is still going on after like ending difficult times for everybody. So.
Thank you. And I'm really struck by how difficult it all is actually for the whole jazz and music community in general. So putting on these gigs is so important for us. We want to bring jazz to people in Leicester, and we want to support jazz as a whole. So yeah, look, listen, I'm really looking forward personally to the show. You're playing at The Musician on the 11th of May for Leicester Jazz House. We all can't wait. So thanks very much, Dominic. Really enjoyed talking with you, and I can't wait to listen to you in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sanjay.